This is a time for justice. Welcome to today's show. This is an important video that I've uploaded in the past on numerous channels. It's been taken down numerous times, but it's definitely something that everybody should hear more than once in their lives, and I'm sure a lot of you don't remember it. And if you're new to the channel, you definitely probably have not heard it unless you're looking for videos of William Guy Carr talking about in the 1950s exactly what's going on today. A book called Pawns in the Game is one of the best books out there, but for those of you that don't want to buy the book to read the book, which is understandable, you don't have the time, here it is in a nutshell for you. Listen to this, and I'm putting this up as a premiere so everybody out there can chat amongst themselves. I hope that that doesn't distract you from the messaging. I hope the conversations in the chat will be about what's being discussed, because the similarities of what's happening in today's world and what they were trying to implement then are going on in this video. You can hear all of the stuff about corporations, government, media, police, military state, everything going on in today's world. This video, and this audio, I should say, is from over 70 years ago, almost 80 years ago. It's insane. And that's because they were trying to implement communism in America then. They infiltrated and it was stopped. But it never really was stopped. It was just growing and infiltrating on the inside. Now you're seeing the influence of communism on our society, the behavior of people, why we have people so dumbed down, why we have lunatics amongst us, why people are calling and asking for things that they don't even know what they're asking for and what the ramifications are. And it's because these people look at government as if it's God. And that's, of course, really the entire core of communism. But here is William Guy Carr's Pawns in the Game. If you haven't heard in a while, you should definitely listen to it. If you have chores to do or something around the house, you're cooking, let it play. Let everybody in the house hear it, because whoever hears it, they're going to say, yeah, it sounds a lot like what's going on now. And they could hear about the infiltration, and this is why we are where we are today. But it was forewarned to us by people like William Guy Carr a long, long time ago. I hope you enjoy.
The following you are about to hear may seem strange and bizarre, but it is our intention to bring you only documented proof. The general public is unaware of the fact that for the past 200 years, fires of revolution have been smoldering beneath the whole structure of civilization. In 1953, the California Senate Investigating Committee on Education released its 11th annual report. On pages 169 and 170 of that document, we find the following words, quote, so-called modern communism is apparently the same hypocritical and deadly world conspiracy to destroy civilization that was founded by the secret order of the Illuminati in Bavaria on May 1st, 1776. The recognition of May 1st, 1776 as the founding date of this world revolution conspiracy is not hard to understand when it is realized that May Day is frequently celebrated even in recent times by rioting and bloodshed on a worldwide scale. It was not until 1847 or 48 that the communist conspirators who had theretofore operated in secret came out into the open with the Communist Manifesto by Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels, boldly proclaiming against practically everything upon which civilization is based: God, religion, the family, individual liberty, and so forth. The concluding paragraph on the manifesto reading, communists scorn to hide their views and aims. They openly declare that their purpose can only be achieved by forcible overthrow of the whole existing social order. Let the ruling classes tremble at the prospect of a communist revolution. Proletarians have nothing to lose but their chains. They have a world to win. Proletarians of all lands, unite. In issuing this manifesto, the communist conspirators evidently believed the time had arrived when, with the aid of ignorant victims, a worldwide takeover could be accomplished. But there were not enough ignorant victims to manipulate them, and the expectant coup failed. The conspirators thereupon conceived a plan for the future of supplementing the long-established secret conspiracy in existence since 1776, with an unremitting public campaign for victims among the ignorant of all nations, and in an attempt to hide from view the underlying hypocritical conspiracy existing since May 1st, 1776, it was decided that, in such public campaign, the Manifesto of 1848 should be heralded as the founding date of communism, and Karl Marx falsely proclaimed as its author. So wrote the elected members of this California State Senate Committee in 1953. Here and there, lone voices have been raised to alert the world to the imminent dangers from this satanic conspiracy of the forces of darkness. Their voices have largely gone unheeded, and even many leaders of the so-called anti-communist movement have failed to grasp the staggering realities of this conspiracy within the conspiracy. One who saw the total picture was Commander William Guy Carr. This recording was taken from a speech delivered by Commander Carr in Chicago in 1958, a few months before his death. It was not Carr's intention to document the whole history of the Illuminati conspiracy in this speech, since a great many books had already been printed on the Illuminati, the World Revolutionary Movement, including his own books, Pawns in the Game and Red Fog Over America. In this speech, Commander Carr sets forth the basic philosophical concepts behind the greatest mystery of all time, the revolutionary attempts to overthrow all governments and all religions in order to enslave the whole human race under a super one-world government ruled by satanic despotism. As an official lecturer for the Royal Canadian Navy, Commander Carr constantly warned large audiences in the 30s about the world conspiracy and the forthcoming Second World War. During that time, he wrote 7 best-selling novels. Some were selected to become part of the Royal Library, the Library of War Museum, and the Sir Millington Drake Library at Eton College, and the Braille Library for the Blind. Carr's most widely read book, Pawns in the Game, is considered by most historical experts of the Illuminati as the most comprehensively documented book ever published on the Illuminati. The sound on this recording is primitive, due to the fact that it was placed on tape in a large meeting hall. However, despite the sound quality and other technical shortcomings, the facts contained in this speech are of such significance that it is reproduced exactly as it was given. Carr's speech will be interrupted occasionally by this narrator, who will insert salient comments on what Carr has said in order to highlight certain particularly significant parts of his message. This recording is not meant to entertain the listener. It is an historical recording of great importance about a conspiracy that has lasted for thousands of years. Numerous books have been written on the subject of the Illuminati, and it has been referred to by such men as George Washington, John Adams, and Abraham Lincoln. A list of books for the listener who wishes to pursue this subject will be found on the liner notes on the back of this record.
And I would like to present to you a speaker that has given much of his life for the welfare of humanity and to study the things that are going on in the World Revolutionary Movement. Our speaker this evening has a very wonderful way of presenting a message that is so badly needed, and I hope that each of you will listen with open minds and forget all prejudices and all bigotry. We have nothing to gain by hatred, and our speaker will certainly give us the reasons for that. And so at this time, we're very happy and proud to present the Commander William Guy Carr from Canada.
Madam Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, the inspiring words of the song that you have just sung, Parallel Hours in Canada, We Sing, O Canada, Ask God to Save Our Queen, but all citizens of countries that we still speak of as being free are in the same boat. Unless we be doers of the word as well as hearers, unless we translate what we say into action, I'm afraid we are going to suffer the penalty of our indifference. We have the words of the Our Father. Everybody prays it many times a day. In some cases, we say, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done. But what do we actually do towards establishing God's plan for the rule of creation and putting it into effect on this earth? If we had, during the last 2,000 years, put those words into effect, the Luciferian conspiracy could not have developed to where it is today in its semi-final stage. Adam Weishaupt, who is a doctor of canon law in Ingolstadt University, revised and modernized the age-old conspiracy, and then reorganized the Illuminati and organized the Grand Orient Lodges to be their secret hiding place. These brilliant-minded men consisted of men of all walks of life, scientists, military leaders, economists, educationalists, encyclopedias, and so on. That is where the word Illuminati is derived from. They are undoubtedly brilliant-minded men. And unfortunately, they have become self-conceited, so swell-headed, that they actually believe that they know better than Almighty God how the universe should be ruled, and that is the struggle that's going on today. If we stop and finish revising the age-old conspiracy and modernizing it, on May 1st, 1776, he said that communism, Jacobinism, Nazism, world federalism, political Zionism, and any and all other organizations that had internationalism or one world government as their ultimate aim were to be organized, financed, directed and controlled by the members of the Illuminati. The Illuminati, down through the ages of time, have always made provision to elect and select those who are to succeed them from their own immediate entourage. They are children of well-bred families whom, because of the fact that they show exceptional mental achievement, are highly educated and thoroughly trained to serve the purpose of those that direct the world revolutionary movement. These youngsters, when they are going through college and university, don't realize why they are being showered with grants and scholarships and all the rest. They become strongly attached for those that finance their education and then place them into exceptionally remunerated positions. And it is useless to deny the fact that after these brilliant-minded young men have been educated, under the tuition of men that represent themselves as one worlders, that they are fully qualified to act as specialists, experts, and advisors behind the scenes of our government. Thus it is through these men, whom we term agentur, that the governments of your country and mine, since a way back in history, have been made or advised or pressured into accepting policies that have always ended in reoccurring wars and revolutions. Because the principle on which the Luciferian conspiracy is based is the ability to keep secret their plans, and for the Illuminati and their agentur to keep dividing the world's population into opposing camps in ever-increasing numbers, so that they can be armed, and after they are armed, they are built up to more or less equal in strength. We call that in military terms balance of power. And after that has been done, the Illuminati invariably produce the incident which will cause the opposing sides to fight and destroy each other, while those that foment the wars and revolutions reap the financial benefits and sit back on the sidelines, patiently waiting for the day when all governments and religions will have been destroyed as world powers. Westhoff said that when this point is reached, then, for the first time, they will make known to the masses the pure light of the true doctrine of Lucifer and impose it with satanic despotism. What Weishaupt said in the 1700s, the latter part of the 1700s, Pike, General Albert Pike, confirmed in the latter part of the 1800s. Pike, with the aid of Giuseppe Mazzini, worked out the military blueprint which would cause the world to be involved in wars and revolutions until, to use his own words, only two world powers remained, and those two were to be the people controlled by the leaders of atheistic communism and those that subscribe to the Christian religion. I know it is very hard for the average, decent, clean-minded citizen to realize that such a devilish, and I use the word advisedly, diabolical plot has been in operation. But the scriptures, the Old Testament, is nothing more or less than the history of that conspiracy of the Luciferian forces to prevent the human race establishing God's plan for the rule of creation, putting it in effect on this earth. Christ himself came to show us what must be done if we were going to halt that conspiracy on this earth, as St. Michael halted it in heaven. He told us who were directing that conspiracy. He said, it is they of the synagogue of Satan. He said, they are sons of the devil, Lucifer, whose lust they will do. He was a murderer from the beginning. He knows not the truth, for the truth is not in him. When asked, who are these men? He said, them that call themselves Jews, but are not, and do lie. The devil's whole plan is to use cunning and deceit. That is why our Heavenly Father, through his Son, Jesus Christ, told us that he was the father of lies. And they will make any statement and justify the telling of a deliberate lie, providing it moves their conspiracy towards its final goal. Mazzini, Giuseppe Mazzini was an Italian. If you look in your encyclopedias, you'll find him